superhuman.
I'm not superhuman.
Someone save me from the haze. It's just another war. Just another family torn. Another day, speaking my mind today.
My voice will be heard today.
I've gotta make a stand, but I am just a man.
I'm not superhuman.
My voice will be heard today. It's just another war, just another family torn.
My voice will be heard today.
It's just another kill.
There you go. That's Skillet. That's one of Jay's favorite groups, Skillet, and that's off the Awakening album and a song called Hero. Played that for my sister this morning who requested that. And wow, I don't know what to say. Wow. It's got a lot of meat and potatoes in it. Definitely for sure. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's the Tuesday edition of the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition, and I am your host, John Fowler, and I'm glad that you're here today. And I noticed that all the lights are on this morning for the school, not for the school buses, but for the school zones. Make sure that if you are in school today, that you are making it sure that you're aware that the school zones are important and you should obey the 15-mile-an-hour school zones through there. So I thought I'd just pass that along to you today. Hope you had a great Labor Day yesterday. We did. Went out to Nellie and Dad's yesterday out in Jackson County, and we had a really good time, hamburgers and hot dogs and all the trimmings, and it was just really a lot of fun. And so we're at it again today. And I was able to sit down last night and, wow, just had an awesome Bible study with the Lord and just learned so many really cool, neat things that I want to share with you over the next few days. And so I encourage you to share this to your friends on YouTube as well as your friends on Facebook. If you could, just share it. Go ahead and share it. And then here after the show, we'll be on podcast and Spotify and all those good things. So if you're getting the kids ready this morning, I just pray that they're blessed, and we just pray that you have a great day as you send your children off to school. I know that in some counties they still have yet to open school due to the fact of the coronavirus, and so just pray much for the students that continue to work at home, and it's unfortunate, but it's just where we are in this world. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. We just pray protection on students, children that are going back to school today. And Father, we just pray for your will to be done. And God, we thank you. We thank you for your will being done, Father. We glorify you. We love you so much, and we just ask for your perfect will in this study today as we continue to go through the Bible, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, JD. I hope you and Don are doing well. Kathy, you're welcome. Glad I could play that song for you today. If YouTube doesn't take it off, it'll always be on there. A lot of times they do take that they do take those things off, you know, because they're copyrighted. But we have a rule. I mean, we have a license. I pay for the license, and so, you know, for them to do that, it's just I just don't understand. Well, yesterday, I hope you do understand that we were talking about, should you trust your feelings? And I asked you the question, should you trust your feelings? And if so, how much reign over your life should you give them? And I talked about James 1:8 being double-minded and unstable in some of your ways. No, all of the ways. And so we can't be unstable in any ways, because then if we are unstable, then what happens is we're unstable in everything that we do. If we're double-hearted, double-minded, that means we have flattering lips, but we have a deceitful heart. And God doesn't want us to have a deceitful heart. So as we move through, some of the signs of a double-minded person is instability, tendency to be unpredictable and have unpredictable behavior, changing of moods. And I asked you yesterday, are you the thermostat or are you the thermometer? Both of those things are important. The thermostat is the control device, which means when you wake up in the morning, do you decide how the family is going to be that day? Do you decide how things are going to roll? And so you want to be real careful, because you're looking for consistency in your emotions, consistency in your relationship with Jesus. You don't want to be inconsistent, which means not staying the same throughout. So you kind of have to examine yourself there a little bit, you know, to say, okay, am I the same throughout? No matter if somebody's chewing on you, or, you know, you're just working through the process. You know, if somebody's mad at you, you know, do you allow those five senses to control you? And those are touch, sight, hearing, smelling, and taste. Look, one thing you've got to understand is that people are not always going to like you. And it's one thing, I mean, I've been in ministry for many, many years, and so there are people that don't like me, and there may be people that are watching today that don't like me, and I can name them, but I'm not gonna, because it's not worth it, because they're not, I don't need their air to breathe. I mean, come on now. I mean, I don't need their air to breathe. If they don't like me, and they're not, and I've not done anything to hurt them. And many times the reason why people don't like you is because you tell them the truth. And when you tell them the truth, that's what gets them all upset, because they don't like you. And that's just part of ministry. That's just part of the way it works. And you just have to run with it, because it's just sometimes just the way it is. I sleep well every night, and I thank the Lord. And people probably say, well, I don't know how he sleeps at night. Well, here I am. Hebrews chapter 5 and verses 12 through 14 is where we are going to be today, because as we get control of our five senses, these are some of the areas that we need to work on. And so I'm telling you, if you want some good stuff, well, it's all good, but read Hebrews chapter 6. Wow, I was in there last night. You know, you can't be successful as a Christian if you don't read this Bible. If you don't read the Bible, there's no way for you to be successful. And so God wants us to be successful. Amen. So Hebrews, I said Hebrews chapter 12, but it's actually Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12. Here's what it says. And it says this, and this goes along with the sermon that I preached on Sunday. As we dig a little deeper into it, I want to share some other things with you. Should you trust your feelings? Verse 12 says this, For when, for the time, you ought to be teachers, you have need for one to teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracle of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. And so The New Living Translation of that verse says this: "You have been believers so long, not that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things of God's Word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food." So I want to ask you, how do you act in a day? Do you pout if you don't get your way? That's a form of carnality. And see, remember how I've been preaching to you is that God wants us to have control of the flesh. He wants us to get control of the flesh. He wants us to have victory over the flesh, and we have to be very careful. So, but you know, we have to get our emotions under control. They have to be under control, and that's hard for some people. But here's the thing: if we have been believers for so long that we ought to be teaching others, but we're so out of whack because we have been saved for so long, instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things of God's Word. And in that case, we're like babes who need milk and cannot eat solid food. So what do you do with that? Well, it's basically immaturity in the body of Christ. And I'm sure that the disciples, think about, hey, good morning, Kristen. Good morning to you. Hope you're doing all right. When you think about the immaturity of the disciples and the carnality of the disciples and how Jesus was with them for the years that he was, 3.5 years he was here on earth with his ministry. He worked 3.5 years, you know, in ministry. So, I mean, he's really pouring into these guys. But yet you hear so many stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John throughout the New Testament. Hey, good morning, Andy. Hope you're doing all right. I appreciate you praying last night. We pray at 8 o'clock every evening, and Andy had an awesome prayer. So when you think about the disciples, and then you think about church folk and the things that they get upset with. And I'm talking about those that are just joining us. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, it says in the New Living Translation, let me read it again: "You have been believers for a long time, not that you ought to be teaching others." It's like you're dangerous if you're teaching others. It's like you've been a believer for a long time, but yet it's dangerous for you to be teaching others because you need to be taught again the basic things about God's Word. And you're like babes that need milk and cannot eat solid food. And so when you think about that, and for years and years and years, the things that people, and this is should you trust your feelings, the things that people get offended about in church, the things that people get offended about at work. You know, here is one thing that I've always said to people, and this is one thing that I do believe. It's like you will get offended at work, but you won't quit, but you'll get offended at church and you'll leave. You'll quit church because you were offended, but yet you'll keep working, but yet you work around people that you don't like. And so why? Basically because it's the immaturity of the believer. It's the childish behavior of the believer. And God knows we have seen so much of that. It's like the Pulse Church over the past, since we started in 2014, it seems like that it's a revolving door with many people. Not with a lot of people, but with many people, it's a revolving door. And the reason why it's a revolving door is because of the immaturity of the believer. People get offended and people get upset and people don't get their way. And that is like a baby. Is it not like a baby for people to get their feelings hurt and then they leave? People do that in their marriage too. People do that too. I mean, it's crazy. And so what we have to do is we have to get our emotions under control. we have to get our feelings under control. Somebody sent me a text there, kind of got me off track there for a second. I needed to see what that said. So as you move forward, people have left so many churches. And so here's the thing. If you leave a church offended, you take that offense with you to the next place. So you go into the next place offended. There are people that I know that have been offended, not because of me, but because of something else that happened. And they say they will never darken a door of a church again. Why? Why would you give the devil the satisfaction for you not to go to church again? Well, you're pouting. Well, you don't know what they did to me. Well, Lord sakes, if we went by what people did to us, none of us would ever go back to church. See, that's the problem. The problem is that there are young, childish believers in the churches, and the problem is some of them are in authority of the church. Wow. Now that is pretty, pretty deep. I'm preaching a message. I preached a message on Sunday. You can go over to YouTube and you can go to Facebook. It's Should You Trust Your Feelings? And we're just digging down into it just a little bit deeper over in Hebrews 5, chapter 12, Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14. So if you have been saved for years and you act childish and you wake up in a bad mood and you expect people to react to you and how you feel, then you've got another thing coming. That's crazy. You can walk around in a poopy diaper if you want to. I'm not changing it. Good morning, Angie. Hope you're doing all right. Thanks for joining this morning. So here's the thing. Let's go back. Okay, so Hebrews is telling us this. These are not my words. But what happens is what manifests itself, what you see in the spiritual manifests itself in the flesh. And so, and I'm talking about the believers, and that's what the Bible is talking about here in Hebrews 5:12, that we need to be on the milk because we've been saved so long that we ought to be teaching others, but instead we need to be taught ourselves the basic things of God's Word. It's because we're immature. It's because we're immature. And God doesn't want us to be immature. So here's a question. If you've been saved for years, but you act childish, you wake up in a bad mood, and you expect everybody to react to how you feel, that's crazy. So who's going to change your poopy diaper? Because you're a child. According to the Word of God, it's like we have Christians that are running around in poopy diapers. I'm not changing it. I've changed enough poopy diapers in my day. You're probably having breakfast and we're talking about poopy diapers. Well, I don't have a visual on that. So, I mean, you know, I've changed enough of them. So, and I've changed them in ministry too. It's like, you know, look, here's the thing. People think because they're the biggest tithers, they're the biggest workers, that they have a voice. And what you have to understand is that it's God's voice. What is God saying? What does God want? I've heard people say this. Well, if I don't get what I want, I'm going to take my tithe and I'm going to leave. Well, understand something. It's not your tithe. It's God's tithe. Do not hold money over a preacher. There was a lady or a deacon one time told me, he says, I thought my job as a deacon was to keep the preacher broke and to keep my thumb on him. No, let the preacher lead. That's what his job is. And can I go somewhere else with this? It's amazing to me that God will lead a man to a church, but the people will tell him when it's time to go because you'll get voted out. And those that are listening and those that are watching, who in the world ever came up with this idea to vote a preacher into the pulpit? He's called of God, not by the people. And then I've seen this happen, and this is what I'm talking about within the church today, that there are immature believers, and what they will do is if they don't like the preacher, they'll have a meeting to vote him out. And then they'll call people who haven't been to the church in years to come and cast their vote against him when they've never even heard him speak. This is why there is no power in the church. This is why there's no power in your life to where you can cast out devils, to where you can speak in a new tongue, to where you can be obedient to God. That's why, is because of being on the milk and not getting on the meat. Now, I will tell you this. This is meat and potatoes in this sermon. This is meat and potatoes. And you can go over to YouTube and you can go over to our Facebook and watch the whole thing in its entirety. Good morning. Thank you for watching the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. We do this Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. And we encourage you to share the broadcast with people. It's on Spotify, Google Play, and as well as Apple Podcast as well. So we encourage you to be a part of it, and you can listen to it. It uploads right after I've done. Now, the one on YouTube, it takes like 12 hours for it to post. I don't know why that is, but eventually it does get posted. Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, let's say that you are a childish believer. Let's say that you left church because you were offended. You didn't get your way. Boo-hoo. Okay, so we understand Hebrews 5:12 says this, and I want to read it one more time, that you have been believers so long that you ought to be teaching others. You should be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you against the basic things about God, God's word. It's like your baby's on milk instead of food. I keep reading that. So what do babies do? Well, they fall down. We have a granddaughter that will be 2 in January, and we love her. I love that little girl beyond measure. And but occasionally she'll trip and fall. She'll fall, and when she falls, she gets real frustrated with herself because she fell. And you can expect people who are new converts. You can expect people that are unchurched and have know nothing about Jesus. See, we can hit them with the lingo. You know, we can hit them with the lingo. Well, the Lord wants you to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in unknown tongues. You can lay your hands on the sick, they shall recover. You need to give 10%, blah, 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 and you can overwhelm somebody beyond measure. You can't, a baby can't do that. Good morning, Pat Mace. Hope you're doing well. You can't do that. You just can't do that. Hey, Donna, good morning. Hope you're doing all right. So what happens is, we have seen so much of this within the church of immature believers that there's no power in the pulpit. There's no power in the church because of the way people carry on. They get offended. They leave churches. They blow up on occasions with people. And so we have to be so careful, because carnality is as dangerous as a rattlesnake in a baby's bed. And so I want to encourage you to grow up in the Lord. Grow up, because He absolutely loves us, and He wants us to grow in Him. Let me see here. I'm looking up something. Scripture. Hey, Billy. Hope you're doing all right. Thanks for joining today. Appreciate that so much. I was looking for a particular scripture, and let me see here if I can find it, because it fits really good into this. I preached a sermon on it, but I can't find the particular scripture. I'll try to get that for tomorrow's program. But so let's continue in this. Alrighty. So the question is, when people get around you, do they smell your stench of immaturity because you're not happy? Because you have become the thermostat, the control factor of the room, the control factor of the church, versus the thermostat, which is to help set the temperature. When people get around you, do they smell your stench of your dirty diaper? because of your immaturity in your walk with Jesus, your offense. Do people, good morning, Nellie and Dad, hope you're doing all right. And thanks for having us out yesterday. We had a great time. Do they see that? Do they smell that? Do they see your immaturity of how you're acting? Do they see your immaturity of not believing God for miracles in your life? Do they see your immaturity of not being blessed financially, but complaining about how things are in your life? See, many times, and I preached this on Sunday, many times what we do is we talk about the mountain more than the mountain mover. We talk about the sickness more than we talk about the healer. We talk about the miracle worker. We don't talk about the miracle worker as much as we talk about needing the miracle. And so that's where our hearts are today. And our hearts cannot be double. We cannot have a double heart, which is over in Psalms 12, verse 2. Everyone lies to you, but speaks in flattery lips and has a deceitful heart. See, it's crazy that the church tolerates people and not loves people. We don't love like we need to, but we will tolerate the church. We'll tolerate people. And if the person doesn't look like we think that they should look as a Christian, hey, Vince, good morning. Hope you're doing all right. Good to see that you're up and at 'em today. So here's the question. You can expect a new believer to wear their feelings on their fingertips until they get some kind of maturity. But what Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 is telling us, that you've been saved so long that you should be educating other people. You should be encouraging other people. But you're not encouraging other people because of your immaturity and because you're running around in a poopy diaper. Yeah, I said it. Let me see here if I can find, because this thing really... Okay, here I found it. Okay. Johnny Paycheck wrote a song, "The Only Hell My Mother Ever Raised." I preached a sermon one time, "The Only Hell That You Ever Raised." And here it is. Here it is. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 15. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 15. And what happens is, because of our immaturity and because we should be able to teach others and to restore those that are not spiritual. That's what the Word of God tells us. Ephesians, I believe, tells us to restore those that aren't, that use the ones that are spiritual to restore those who aren't. Bring them back into the fold. Okay, so here's what Matthew 23:15 says, and this is the NIV. "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you cross land and sea to make one convert, and then you turn them to that person into twice the child of hell you yourselves are." And that's what a lot of people in the church are doing, because they are immature, yet they've been saved a long time, but they are immature. And the reason why, how do you know that somebody is immature? Because they're moving on their five senses instead of on the spiritual senses of what God wants us to be in. Wow, I'm glad I found that. So that's Matthew chapter 23, write that down. Matthew 23, I was able to pull up one of my old sermons. And so let me read that again. "Woe to you, teachers." Okay. In Hebrews chapter 5, I just read it to you. "For when," or the New Living Translation, "you have been teachers for so long that you ought to be teaching others." But then Matthew 23:15 says this: "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites." That's what Jesus, in his words, "for you cross land and sea to make one convert, and then you turn them into the person, into twice the child of hell that you are yourself." So what happens is we see these new converts that come in, and then if they get around too many unbelievers or too many immature believers, then we turn them in to be just like church folk. Wow. That's a good word today. It's kind of a hard word, but, you know, it's just where the church is. And you know, how you say, well, how do you know that? Well, I have seen it. I have seen it over the years. I've seen the money people try to control the church instead of God controlling the church, and people are wondering why God's not moving in the church. Well, he's not moving in the church because there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. I've seen that so many times. And so as we go through life and as we go through this Christian walk, let me get some of your, anybody have any comments, you feel free to share them today, and we'll see what people are saying here. Hey, Vince. Did I miss a call from you yesterday? I don't know. I've looked at my phone this morning and I saw a missed call. If we need to talk, I can call you after the broadcast today, or if you want to talk later on, just give me a call and I'll get your call. So as we talk through the Pulse WV Live morning edition, should you trust your feelings? I don't think we should. Because there's people that are home on anxiety medicine because they can't get out because of the coronavirus. I had a lady. I had a lady not long ago. I walked in this place of business, and which I walk in quite often, and this woman is boohooing. I mean, she's crying. She's all tore up. And I said, "What is wrong? I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I'm just miserable over this coronavirus." And she just like tore up. She said, "But I pray." And I'm thinking, okay, you're praying, but you're tore up. Well, okay, so as a believer in Christ, understand something, that this is not our first plague. This is, if the Lord tarries and doesn't rapture us out yet, this is not our first, this is just the beginning of things. And the swine flu was, you know, there, that was one thing that people dealt with, and history does repeat itself in many areas. But for people that are believers in Christ to be so tore up with something, where is our faith? And what are you going to do when something really bad happens? Now, I'm not saying that the coronavirus isn't bad. I'm not saying that. I'm not discrediting the coronavirus, but it's not as big as God, and you serve God. And so if you serve God, then it's not as big. It's not as big. And so I told that lady, I said, "Well, have you read Psalm 91? No. About no plague shall come by your dwelling? No. And see, here's the thing, and I'm sound like a broken record. Do we even read the word? But number two, do we believe it? You know, do we believe it? And so that's what I told her. And so I went back in a few days later, and she was better. Because we've got to get a grip on life and not be so torn up. Let me give you a scripture. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me find it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. See, let me give you this first. Let me stop by Ephesians chapter 6 first, in verse 10. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." He doesn't say be weak in the Lord. He says to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. See, his might is bigger than anything. Okay, here we go. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and he talks about, here's what we're talking about, and this goes along with this. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Our God is mighty. Our God is bigger than any challenge, anything that you're going through in your life. You just have to depend on him and have faith in him. "And the pulling down of strong, casting down imaginations and every high thought that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Okay, so let's talk about this. Now, remember what got this whole thing started is Christians, believers, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, you have been believers so long that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things of God's word, because you're like babes who need milk instead and cannot eat solid food. For those that are just joining. And that's where we are, and that's why I'm tough on the church, because I believe the church needs to step up, and a lot of the stuff that's gone on in this world today would not have happened if the church was doing its job. And let me ask you, what's your prayer life like? 1 or 2 minutes a day? You can't expect to have power in your life. You can't expect to have power. What's your Bible study? You know, what are you reading in your Bible? Oh, well, I don't read it. You're not going to have power. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I love you, and I'm just trying to help you this morning. I know this is tough on you, but we cannot. We're in the last days. It's time for people who have been saved for a long time to quit walking around in stinky diapers and poopy diapers, and it's time for us to be mature believers in Jesus and stop getting offended, because, number one, our wrestle is not against flesh or blood, but against the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. The person that sits in the pew beside of you is not your problem. The preacher in the pulpit is not your problem. It is impossible for you to have a problem with the flesh, with somebody in the flesh. Why? Because we don't war after the flesh, but after the principalities and the powers and rulers of darkness. What goes on in the spiritual manifests itself in the physical. That's why we have to be mature. So I'm back over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Our God is mighty, casting down imaginations. And that word imaginations is a bunch of what ifs. Well, what if this? Well, what if that? Well, what if this? Well, what if? You know, what if that happens? You plead the blood over yourself. Apply the blood of Jesus over yourself. And listen to this, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. There are things that are in high places, that are in evil places, that are in places. And see, what happens is the spiritual is always moving. The spirit of darkness is always moving. The spirit and Jesus is always moving. God is always moving. And so what happens is we have to understand that God wants to do something in your life. But you can't do it if you're an immature believer, hopping church to church because you got mad, because you're offended. And I've heard that story. I've had people come to our church. Well, you know, some things happened. I had a guy do that one time. And it was in Gasway, actually. Let me tell you the story. The pastor of the church that he was leaving is a friend of mine. And he was on the praise team. Well, number one, that's where a lot of the problems start, is on the praise team. It's amazing, because the devil got kicked out of heaven, and he was the praise angel, and he got kicked out. So he starts a lot of times in the praise teams, tries to destroy a whole church through the praise team. I couldn't tell you how many times I've heard that the preacher is having an affair with a piano player. I've heard that I don't know how many times. And Lord have mercy, Jesus. But that's just the way the flesh works, you know. And so we have to be careful. So what happened was this guy was offended with his preacher. So he calls me and he says, "Hey, Pastor John, I want to start." And I knew the guy. He said, "I want to start coming over to your church." And I said, "Well, but you go over to such and such's church." "Yeah, well, I'm offended." And I said, "Well, what happened?" And he told me. And so you know what I did? I called his pastor, and I explained to him the situation. And he was aware of the situation. And what I said to him is, I said, I said, I'm going to call your pastor, and I want you two to work it out. And see, I think that is so important for people to work it out. Work out their conflicts, you know, work it out. Don't leave a church that you've been at for years just because you got mad. Or people will say, well, you know, when the election comes by, you know, I'm going to get him voted out because he... I've seen that so much. It's just, I don't know. It's just like I said, it's amazing that God will lead a man to the church and the people tell him when it's time to leave. It's crazy. Casting down imaginations into every high thing and exalteth itself against the knowledge of God and bringeth unto captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Let me tell you something. Stop being the thermostat. Stop controlling. Stop being controlling. If you are a Christian, we need to stop doing those kind of things, and we need to quit being immature. The Bible tells us, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. You've been a believer for a long time, and you should be out teaching others. But instead, you need to be taught the basic things of God's Word because you're a babe and you're on the milk instead of the solid food. Well, if I don't get my way, I've seen it. Casting down imaginations. You got to cast these things down wherever you're at. You got to cast them down. Anything that tried to exalt itself above the knowledge of God, you've got to bring it into captivity. He says, and bringing it to captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what he said we have to do. We have to bring every thought, every imagination to the knowledge of God. Bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Let me ask you something. Think about what has happened over your life over the past 2 or 3 months. Let's say 2 or 3 months. Carnality is the flesh. Carnality is the flesh. It's how the flesh controls things and controls people. God is not to be controlled. Well, God, if I don't get this, then I'm leaving you. Well, I mean, who do we think we are to tell God what he can do and what he can't do? We meet every morning, Monday through Friday. So that's not every morning. Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. around that time for the Pulse WV Live morning edition. I know this is hard. It's hard. But it's the truth, and this is what's going on in the churches today, and that's why there's no power, that's why there's no authority within the church today, is because we have people that are, they have stinking thinking, people aren't living right within the church, they're power hungry and greedy, and they intimidate people to get what they want. And that's why the church has went to sleep in a lot of ways, in a lot of areas. I am thankful for the scars. There's a song. I should probably end up playing that for as we leave today. I didn't like this song at first because it resembled a lot of things that we go through in life. S-C-A-R-E-S. Vince says that. Let's see. Where are you really with God if you're going to leave? Yeah. That's the truth. Well, you know, I've had people tell me, let's see here, S-C-A-R-E-S. I've had people tell me, it's funny. I pulled up Scars on Apple Music, and there's a song, and the group is called Papa Roach. Mention that's not it. Ah, thank you for the scars. Papa Roach, yeah. Thank you for the scars. See, it's like people say, you ever heard that song? I don't think I ever have. And then people say, well, have you heard that song? And then when you hear it on the radio, then you get it. Somebody tell me who sings that song, Scars. I'm not sure, but I actually sing it on the praise team, you know, in our praise team, and I actually don't know who wrote it. But, yeah, you're right, and here's what happens. People tell me, well, I've been released from this church, or I've been released from here, I've been released from there. And so what happens is, but then they keep coming. They're still there, or they come back. Well, once they get their feelings under control, and this is the title, Should You Trust Your Feelings? Should you trust your feelings? I don't think that we should trust our feelings. I think we should trust God. Because what happens is, what happens in the spiritual will manifest itself what happens in the spiritual will manifest itself in the physical. And so we have to be really careful, because we can destroy people's lives. And we don't want to do that. Hey, I hope you're having a great day, and we're praying for you. And, boy, I was on a soapbox today. Who else has joined here? I see Regina. Good morning, Regina. Glad you're there. Tara, thank you for being a part of the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. And the amazing, let's see here, an amazing woman told me Sunday, my bruises become blessings, and that's Cynthia Sandy. Yes, they do. Bruises do become blessings. And so we thank God for those scars. I wish I could find that. Somebody help me find who sings this. Let me go over to Google here. And I thank you for the scars. I've sung it. Let's see here. Let me see if I've got it. I may have it here. Because we record all of our songs. But here, it's been here. I think we do have it. Let's see if this one. Yeah, I do have it. Okay. I found it on Dropbox. Andy put it on Dropbox. Let me take care of a couple of house cleaning things. I'll get you out of here. The Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. If you're blessed with this ministry and you want to be a blessing back, we encourage you to give three different ways. You can give all three ways, or you can give just one of the ways. P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, thepulsewvlive.com, which is thepulsewv.com, which is PayPal. Or you can text Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. Let me explain to you something about giving. Give and it shall be given. And I've got a bunch of scriptures that I can read with this. But I listened to Jonathan Shuttlesworth. Jonathan, I am they. Let's see. Is it I am they? Okay. Thanks, Andy. I'd rather hear them do it than me. I am they. Scars. I am they. I was trying to figure out, what are y'all talking about, I am they? It's like, yeah, I found it. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Jonathan Shuttlesworth, I listen to him. I get his preaching quite a bit. And occasionally he and I will chat on Instagram. And I want to have him for a revival in Gassaway, either the first of next year or the end of the year. And so what happens is, so I tithe to my church. The church that I pastor, I tithe to the church. But also, I'm fed with his ministry. Revival Today is the name of it. And so the other day, I sowed into his ministry an offering. So, you know, whether you attend a church or not, and my tithe goes to my church, but I also listen to him. And I get fed extremely a whole lot from Jonathan Shuttlesworth up in Pittsburgh. His family's from West Virginia. And so, but I get fed extremely. So I give an offering to his ministry because I eat there. It's like I go into the restaurant that where he is the chef, and I pay for my meal that I eat. So that's why that I bring that across to you today. That if you would like to give to this ministry, and you are blessed by this ministry, the Pulse, then I encourage you to give today, and God will richly bless you. I encourage you to share this on Facebook as well as YouTube, Spotify, Google Play, and also on iTunes. We are there as well as Apple Podcast. And I encourage you to share this. Let me pray for you. Jesus, Father, I pray that we aren't immature believers. Jesus, help us that have been on this way for so long. I heard a lady, let me just stop this prayer for a second. I heard a lady say one time, she said, I've been on the way for 30 years. And the preacher looked at her and said, no, you've been in the way for 30 years. And so what we have to do, and let's go back to prayer there. Jesus, help us not to be in the way. Help us not to be in the way of what you're wanting to do in our lives, and that you'll lead us and guide us and direct us. And we thank you. We thank you, God, so much for what you're doing. Lord, I just pray for the ones that may be struggling today. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you will lead them, help them through the struggle. And I give you thanks and praise for that. And you may be watching today and you're not a Christian. We don't want you to leave this program without you accepting Jesus. And, you know, tears may be running down your eyes right now because you think, wow, I need Jesus. I've seen people that have gripped the back of the pew to where their knuckles were white because they couldn't accept Jesus, because they couldn't turn loose of the old world. But let me tell you, it'll be the greatest decision that you've ever made. Jesus, just repeat this prayer with me. Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and live. And I ask you to use me for your kingdom and your glory and your honor. Help me to be what you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Reach out to us if you've accepted Jesus across America, across wherever you may be watching this message. Let us know. Instant messenger us or instant message us or send us an email. All the information is on there. Here's the title of what I'm teaching this week is Should You Trust Your Feelings? Should You Trust Your Feelings? The entire sermon is on Facebook as well as podcast as well as YouTube. And so you can get this message, and it's free of charge. It's online, and I encourage you to get it so that you can learn and you can trust Jesus. I'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it again in the morning at 8 a.m. I may be out of town tomorrow. I don't know for sure, but just tune in at 8 o'clock, or I'll let people know and let everybody know. But I'm planning on possibly being here in the morning at 8 o'clock. If not, I will let everybody know. Hey, God bless you. Hope you have a great day. Here is I Am They and Scars as we leave today.
See now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart, and I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm saying strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. I'm thankful for your scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever.